So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara elaborating on that which we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on the Avsamach Bezim and Aleph. Vema shehigril meis, yavizug achar, v'yagra leim b'tchila. If one of the seerim died after the hagrala, a new pair must be brought, and the hagrala repeated. V'yomer, im shal shem meis, zeh she'ol olav hagril, l'shem yiskayim tachtam. If the Sar Lashem died, the new Sar Lashem replaces it, and we now have two Sirim Lazazel. Vim Shal Lazazel Meis, Zeh Sha'ol Olav Hagar Lazazel Yiskayim Tachtav. If the Sar Lazazel died, the new Sar Lazazel replaces it, and we now have two Sirim Lashem. Vasheni, Yira Ad She'istayev, V'yimachar V'yiplu Damav L'Nadava. The second one of the two Sirim goes out to pasture until it contracts a mum, at which point it is sold, and the money is used for voluntary karbanos. There is machlokes as to which of the two seirim is the Mishnah referring to as v'hasheni yirat sheistai. The Gemara illustrates the machlokes in the case of two seirim lashem. The Tais Yeshanim says that the machlokes is also in the case of two seirim lazazel. Which one do we use and which one is set aside? Amar Rav, sheni shebezug rishon yikarav, sheni shebezug sheni yira. The first seir lashem is yikrav. The second seir lashem is yira. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, sheni shebezug rishon yira. Sheni shebezug sheni yikrav. The first Sar Lashem is Yira, the second Sar Lashem is Yikrav. The machlekes is based on the following shayla. If a carbon becomes nitche, unfit for some reason, is the halacha balechaim nidachin, the live animal becomes permanently unfit, and einoi chayze venira, it cannot become ro, fit again if and when the cause no longer exists, or balechaim eni nidachin, the live animal does not become permanently unfit, and chayze venira, it can become ro, fit again, if and when the cause no longer exists, and we may bring it for a carbon. Rav holds, balechaim enen nidachen. Therefore, in our case, although the first Sar Lashem became nitche when its peer, the Sar Lazazel, died, however, now that we have a new Sar Lazazel, the first Sar Lashem becomes ro again, because it can now be paired with the new Sar Lazazel. Therefore, the first Sar Lashem is Yikrav, and the second Sar Lashem must be Yira. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan holds, balechaim nidachin, once an animal is rendered unfit for any reason, the animal remains unfit even after the cause no longer exists. Therefore, in our case, the first Sar Lashem cannot become fit again and must be Yira, while the second Sar Lashem will be Yikrav. Rav derives his opinion that balechaim in nidachin from the case of Balmum Oiver, where an animal had a temporary blemish which subsequently healed. The animal is once again fit for a carbon, which is learned from the pasuk, "Kimeshchasim behem mumbam, mumbam hu delei ratzu hu aver mum and yartzu." As long as the mum exists, it is not fit. However, once the mum leaves, it is fit again. Rabbi Yechanan agrees that bal mum aver may again be used. However, he holds, "Miet rachmana behem, heim hu dechi aver mum and yartzu, hakal dechuyin halve nitchu nitchu." The word behem teaches that this rule is exclusive to bal mum, but all other animals that have been nitche may not be used again for a carbon. The Gemara asks further, V'l'rav nehi nami de balichaim en nidachin, ibaya haynakrav, ibaya haynakrav. According to the opinion of Rav that the first Sar Lashem is ro, why does he rule that we use the original Sar rather than just choosing whichever one he wants? The Gemara answers that Rav holds like Reb Yasi, that mitzvah berishin, as we had learned in Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara again brings the source for Rabbi Yosi's opinion, which is the case of Karban Pesach, where one's Karban Pesach gets lost, and he separates another one and then finds the original. In such a case, the Chacham ruled that one may use whichever animal he chooses, whereas Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah berishon. It is preferable to use the first lamb that he had separated for the Karban Pesach. So too here with the Sar. According to Rav, we rather use the original animal. Amar Rava, Dekamas nitin kavaseh de Rav, the way the Mishnah is written supports Rav, and there is a brisa in support of Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara then quotes part of the final statement of our Mishnah. Tanan, v'oid am Rabbi Yehuda, nishpech adam, yamis mishtalech. If the blood of the Sar Lashem spills, the Sar mishtalech is put to death and not used. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds balechaim nidachin. When the dam spilled, the Sar Lazazel became nitche, because the avodah of the Sar Lashem cannot be completed, and it's as if there is no Sar Lashem. When we bring the new Sar Lashem, the first Sar Lazazel cannot become fit again. The Gemara explains that Rav must hold like the Tanakama, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and holds balechaim en nidachin, and the original Sar Lazazel can be used after we bring a new Sar Lashem.